Looking out is death. Looking in is life. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. And I am warning you that looking out is death. If we look out of ourselves to find the circumstances that we need in life to fulfill ourselves, we'll die. If we look within ourselves to find whatever it is we'd like to fulfill ourselves, we are immortal. We'll go on and on and on. We'll never have to worry about a thing. We'll never have to be concerned about anything at all. We are totally in charge of our life, and it's a wonderful thing. Now, are you in charge of your life? Are you in charge of yourself? Are you in charge of every thought that goes through your mind? If you're in charge of every thought that goes through your mind, then you can be sure that you're living within. You are looking in and living a beautiful life. However, what is it that disturbs us about the world? What is it that disturbs us about the things that are going on in the world? Just that. What's going on in the world disturbs us. When we have peace of mind, when we live within our own inner consciousness, aware of the divinity within us, then our world outwardly is peace, because we do not have the capacity to see anything that we are not within. So if you see confusion and unhappiness outwardly, that's what you are within. So we have to get our own house straightened up first. We have to look within and find peace within. Now, how do we find peace within? How do we go within, as the saying goes, to the Father who seeth in secret and rewards thee openly? How do we do this? People say, how do I pray? How do I go into introspection? How do I find my inner self? How do I find who I really am? How do I walk that inner path? How do I do these things? Well, not by saying, how do I do it? That's for sure. What does a little child do when he's playing? He gives 100% of his attention to whatever he's doing. And people may walk around him, people may come and go. He doesn't care. He's one with what he's doing. And other people have learned to concentrate too. But little children naturally come by concentration perfectly. And we have forgotten that. We have allowed ourselves to be distracted by the world around us, which we have created distracting us. Because if the world is not distracting us, we haven't created it distracting us. Now, the Bible again says, 1,000 shall fall at thy right hand and 10,000 at thy left, but nothing shall come nigh unto thee. Now, what in the world does that mean? 1,000 dying at one side and 10,000 on the other, and I'm not supposed to be concerned? That's right. That's right. Every death is a self-choice and it's a suicide. Every death that ever was or ever will be is a suicide. People choose to die. And you say, well, not really, I had an accident. You know, my airplane crashed. I didn't choose to die in the airplane. Oh, yes, you did. Because there's nothing that goes by chance in life. So if you have an illness, if you have an accident, if you have any condition that takes place in your life that you don't want to take responsibility for, well, then that's just too bad, because you're not going to experience the things you want to experience. You have to look within. Look inward, and you will find life. Look inward, and you will find God. Look inward, and you will find peace. Look inward, and you will find all that life has to offer. You look outward, and you find the confusion of your own heart, the confusion of your own soul, the confusion of your own life, and the confusion of everybody else. When people die, most people don't want to die. So they try to hang on and hang on. They try to make themselves heard and known because their soul is still floating around and they're still interested in what's going on. That's why they wait 3 days before they bury a person, no matter, you know, at least they try to do that. But like my mother, when she died, her ectoplasm just floated right out of her body, and I saw it, and I thought, hey, cool, you know what you're doing. She was done. She could have been cremated right then, and it wouldn't have bothered anything. It wouldn't have bothered anything anyhow once a person is dead. But the thing is, this is what people know. Many people have seen the ectoplasm leaving the body, and usually it's after 3 days, and so that's why they wait. So, however, we don't have to die. We don't have to leave our body behind. We can take it with us, or we can stay with our body right here. But what about these jerks? These jerks, like St. Francis of Assisi, St. Augustine, these jerks, Thomas of Assisi, and who am I trying to think of? St. Germain. These jerks, St. Germain, and Babaji and various other people like that. Yeah. That's a confusion. These jerks who, what did they do? Now listen to me. They got younger. Wherever they were younger. They may have been 1,000 years old, but they looked like they were in their 30s. They were young. Now, why were they young? Were they really young? No, they had the years. But they had the vitality of this youth. They had the vitality. Saint Germain was known for that, you know. He was known for that. And his experiences were great. Sai Baba, he's pulling a different game. Lots of people play different games. Everyone doesn't go into the game of taking their body with them or living in an eternally youthful body. Everyone doesn't play that game. Bhagwan didn't play that game. Many others didn't play that game. And it doesn't matter. All that matters is if we look in, we will find life. If we look outwardly, we will find death. Because inwardly, it never changes. It's our eternal reality, which is always the same. Outwardly, it is the dimension of expression where it is constantly changing, constantly deteriorating, constantly evolving, you might say, mutating into different forms, into different expressions. The animal that shot and left to die on the prairie, its body slowly decays and the atoms join with the universal forces of all, and pretty soon there's nothing left but the bones. And given time, the bones too would dissolve into the nothingness out of which they came. But, c'est la vie, what is that to you and me? The only thing that is important to us is that we learn to look within. And again, we go back to Jesus' words, go within to the Father, who seeth in secret, and he'll reward thee openly. Go within to your God self. Jesus said, look low high, low near, look low here, low there. But the kingdom of God is in every man. And Jesus called us gods. So now, why don't we realize this and act upon this instead of looking outwardly and judging other people? Why do we look around and say other people are good or bad or indifferent? Why do we have to go around thinking that this world out here is our reality? This world is our changeable world, the inner world. That's our reality. And I direct your attention to that. I direct your thought to that. I direct your every moment thinking to this, your prayer to this. Do you pray outwardly, oh God, help me? Or do you pray, oh Father, I accept your help. Oh God, I accept your help. I am God. Ellen, no frowns. You can say all these things. You can have different words for God. People have different words, names for different parts of their body. And they have all sorts of fun doing that. But when you get right down to it, who dwells inside of you, Ellen?
God.
And who do you see when you look within?
God.
And who do you hear when you look within?
God.
And what does it have to say to you?
I am God.
And what does it mean, pray tell, that you are God? What does it mean, please tell me, that you are God?
That I am all.
That and I'm what does
unlimited.
It? Yes, what does it mean that you're unlimited, that you're all?
That there's nothing else than me.
Okay. What it means is that you're eternal. What it means is that you are the creator of your body, the creator of your life. the revealer of your life, the revealer of your body. We have to play a little cool on this. We haven't taught this to everybody yet. But the word creator and revealer mean the same thing, because everything is already created. And we have said that for years, but it is slow in taking hold. Okay. So, in your body, you speak your word for your outer world. And you say, my world is harmonious. Right? Mm-hmm. I am wealthy. Right?
Yeah.
I am fulfilled. Right? Everything in my life is right action and peace.
Yes.
I am surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. And on and on and on. Now, why can you say that?
Because I'm God?
No, because that's what you're creating. That's what you are revealing of the divine. Now, the divine is all, yes? Now, is the divine rotten also?
If it's all, as it is all, yes.
It is. What we interpret as rotten, it is that too. Is it good?
Yes.
May we discern whatever we wish to reveal?
Yeah.
Can we reveal peace, harmony, goodness, and joy?
Right.
Can we reveal unhappiness too?
That's
as
choice.
We chose, as our choice. So if we have unhappiness, it's because we chose to reveal that. If we chose happiness, joy, peace, harmony, abundance, that's what we reveal. Now, does one person revealing it reveal it for everyone?
No. Because there is only one.
That's right. If one person reveals it, it reveals it for everyone. Richtig?
Yeah.
My goodness sakes. My goodness sakes. If one person reveals it and one person is all, then it's revealed for all. So in other words, if all of us are revealing this, then all of us are experiencing it, aren't we? And all of us are one. And there is no otherness. Now, Ellen,
yeah.
Who is your creator?
I.
And whom have you created?
All of us here.
And why did you create all of us here?
For the
heck of it.
Fun of it.
For the fun of it, yeah. For the hell of it, yeah. Now, why did you create all of us?
For the fun of it.
And is it always fun how you have created all of us?
Always fun.
And are there ever a few little shaky spots?
Always beautiful spots.
All right. Therefore, you have no authority given to you by yourself to speak a limiting thought, have you?
Yeah.
End.
End.
So, remember, looking out is death. If you look out upon the world and say the world is one thing or another, it's death. If you look within, it is life. So I recommend to you heartily that you look within, that you go within, that you claim the truth from within, and live the truth from within, and experience life eternal right now.
Hallelujah.
And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you.